Heather McDonald has got the juiciest scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Whoop, whoop. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. We have your favorite, the one, the only, the original, my life partner in comedy, Christopher Frangiola.
I'll take Christopher. I like that. My mother would be happy to hear that.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's been a minute. It's been a long time.
It's been a minute. You've missed some fun times. You're trying to act like you're not sad about it, but clearly you had FOMO about Napa, so... But well, we'll have other weekends ahead of us of fun. Don't you worry, sir.
Well, you guys are in Napa performing at a gorgeous winery outdoors. I was also at a city winery in Philadelphia next to the Greyhound bus station. I mean, that literally with just...
I'm sure it was beautiful.
So it was beautiful
inside.
And yeah, it was gorgeous.
And then you had fun by yourself.
Great time. Happy to be back out there.
Yes.
But I watch you guys on your Instagram story stuff, and it looked like a lot of fun. It looks like everybody's having a great
time.
Should
I have warned you to mute me for 3 days, just so you wouldn't be sad?
I got to tell you, I don't get FOMO. I really don't.
I do.
I know you do. So you always have.
And I know, so I know my limitations of, like, watching people's Instagram. I'm getting better at it because my life is becoming so fun that it's hard that anyone can top it. But there's
is
been...
Moment where you watch like a FOMO and you say, I'd just rather be home.
Well, what I loved about season one of COVID when everybody everyone was home was I, because sometimes when I'd be performing and then there'd be a weekend or two where I wasn't performing and I'd lay in my bed and I'd start going through people I follow, which are many people I like who are also performers. And I would see that, what the, that rock star moment of the crowd cheering and they'd be like holding their phone and the crowd would be freaking out. Then I'd have like anxiety a little bit, like I'm not performing, I'm not working hard enough, this person's killing it, will I sell out that same theater or that same venue in a month?
Yeah.
And so what I liked about that is that nobody could do it.
We were all out.
Yes, so that was the only time. And then once COVID hit and everything, now that it's balanced and now I'm just, now I don't care like I did in 2019.
Right.
So I definitely don't have the FOMO of like not being invited to a party anymore. I've gone past that phase where I'm okay with it.
That's good.
I would hope that other people would watch my Instagram and have FOMO and get sad.
Okay, well, I'll tell you then. I had FOMO. I did. It looked like a lot. You guys are wonderful people, but it's a lot.
A lot of people say that
the energy.
A lot of people say my Instagram is exhausting. They don't know how I have the energy to keep going.
You mean
going out, boozing?
What are they saying? Exhausting? You are exhausting, or the things you're doing are exhausting?
I think that they can't imagine doing everything that I did.
I agree. I tell you that all the time.
Yeah,
I always say to you, like, I look at your schedule, and it's exhausting to me.
Right.
I choose to do nothing to the best of my ability.
And I think that whatever happens, you know, like this weekend, so we're going to be down in OC for most of the summer. Okay, I've been very lucky to do that. But I got invited to go to Shalene Johnson, who's my friend, house right there before. And I was a little bit tired from Napa, and I know I'm going to spend time on the beach.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, it's going to be 100 in the valley, and this could be the last weekend on Earth. How can I not choose to stay in this gorgeous house?
Yeah.
And so I did. And I did it all.
Good.
Rode bikes, went out on the beach, had dinner, went to Luann's show, maxed out my weekend of fun, then got home at 5 o'clock and jumped in my pool, which was 100 degrees.
See, but that you need to be doing this right now. I mean, look at these Bob Sagetts and Norm McDonalds, and you know, they didn't know it was coming.
I didn't know it was coming when I fell on my head.
Exactly.
In
so you've got to
live every moment.
Live every moment.
The aliens are coming, apparently. They're like, I mean,
the aliens are coming.
The amount of things I see about like the real, I don't know what happened with my TikTok. Apparently, now they think I'm an alien.
Oh.
But they definitely have come. and they're probably coming
but
back.
But are they not coming in friendly manner, or are they coming
we
to
don't
kill?
Know. We don't know. Oh, okay. Just take our
what if they come and they want to go up to the winery with you? Like, beep-bop, beep-bop, I'd love to. I had FOMO.
I just am like, live every moment.
Okay.
Like it's our
I'm
last.
Glad you guys had fun up there. You guys look like you with the number two and number four most popular guests on Juicy Scoop.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. But you being number one.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the number one wasn't there. Number one was in Philadelphia.
Listen, people, you can't have it all. You cannot have it all.
I agree.
Our Juicy Scoopers in Philly did enjoy. Ben Affleck sometimes feels like you got to live your life like it's your last.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was with J-Lo this weekend, and he let his 10-year-old get in the driver's seat of a yellow Lamborghini in a car rental lot where you can rent a car, an exotic car like that, for $14.50 or something a day.
Right.
And he put it in reverse by accident because he's 10.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a permit.
Right.
And backed into a BMW and then was very upset and crying, probably freaking out that he did it. J-Lo was on the phone figuring out how to pay for it. Jennifer Garner and her Capital One card came running down. I got it covered. This has an insurance policy on it.
Wow.
I mean, I just kind of was like, what the hell? Like, I understand sometimes people let their kids drive their car, but you let them, but you do that like on your own property or the tractor or the truck, or when Britney Spears, remember, used to,
she had the kids.
Had her kid on her lap and she's like, we're country, we do this. Okay.
Yeah.
But it was your car and it was on your property. You don't like.
Didn't Britney Spears take it off the property though? I thought she was going to get cigarettes
or a gas station. Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Anyway, at least that kid's old enough to drive now, Britney Spears' kid. But yeah. I mean, what do you think of all this? Do you think J-Lo was just like, my twins wouldn't do this?
I mean, of course you got to let your kid back up a – I mean, but why a Lamborghini? I mean, why are you driving around on a Lamborghini anyway with a 10-year-old kid? You know, just get a
– And it's not the 10-year-old's fault. You're the one that allowed it. Like, why would you allow it? It's not like he went in the middle of the night and took your car away.
Yeah. I'm just amazed that the paparazzis, I guess they just follow them around. Like, they're right there for the whole thing. I guess they just follow them everywhere, huh?
They could be following them, or it could have been that, honestly, someone was there, took the photo, and sent it in.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess J-Lo looks like she's all in on that kind of Little House on the Prairie look that you – although it looks very good on her. But that's the look that you sometimes make fun of, like Target's line of...
Yeah, she's wearing like a long summer lemon dress. I don't know. She makes everything work.
That does work.
I hate because she has a tiny waist.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to make those dresses work, you have to have like a very nipped in waist. Otherwise, you will look like a big frump of duck.
Right.
You will look like Stay Sweet Netflix doc.
Yeah. What's that?
That is about... polygamist.
Oh.
What's his name? Can you look up Stay Sweet? It's that it was like this guy that they had removed themselves from Mormon.
Yeah.
So they could be a polygamous cult.
Okay.
And the whole philosophy was to all the girls, stay sweet.
Keep sweet.
Pray and obey.
Oh.
And all these, and he would marry off all these girls. So then he eventually got convicted for accomplice of rape because he was like, he was saying, the Lord came down and told me that you 14-year-old girl are to marry this, you know, 52-year-old man and be wife number 27.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, please, I don't want to. And he'd be like, keep sweet. Pray and obey.
What is keep sweet? Just be,
that's what
be
they would
sweet,
just tell the girl.
Nice.
Be nice all the time. That's your role as a woman.
Yeah.
Anyway, they wore dresses like this. This is cuter than I
looks
will
better
say.
On J-Lo, yeah. All right. Well, I feel for the kid. I feel for the 10-year-old. You know, that's got to be tough. And I'm sure they could buff that out.
Okay. Well, they said no one was hurt and everything was fine.
So it's fine.
And of course, the lot didn't care. And they're like, we got it.
Lot cared. I mean, they're just going to send him a bill.
But,
a bumper on a Lamborghini probably costs $100,000.
Well, they said there was no damage. I don't see how there could be no damage, but there was no damage. Everything was fine. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So you heard that Sammy Sheen. So that's Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards' oldest daughter.
Right.
Dropped out of high school, got some tats, and joined OnlyFans.
Yeah, well, I mean, doesn't
and,
it?
And then Denise said, I'm okay with it. She said that because then 3 days later, she also joined.
Denise saw them all. Is it? See, now OnlyFans is an interesting one because you could be on OnlyFans just to do, you know, do stand-up. I mean, I know people who do. But what is Denise Richards doing? Is she doing full-on, like, masturbation scenes or – and even Sammy Sheen? What – because there are OnlyFans that are very – they're just – they're not doing anything. They're in bikinis. And there are other OnlyFans that are full-on porn.
Right.
So which one is it? Because the one girl, after you remember a couple of years ago, she – a lot of OnlyFans were mad at – I think it was Bella Thorne.
Right.
Went on and got $1 million in a minute or something for
they're
doing
mad. They, well, the OnlyFans people are not going to be happy with this either because it's the same thing as like podcasting. Like it was all comedians and normal people. And then all of a sudden come the COVID, the Obamas have a deal. Kim Kardashian has a deal. Like all these people that know nothing about podcasting or storytelling, you know. And it's like, why are you jumping on our stuff? So, yeah, the stars of OnlyFans were not thrilled when big names came
because
on
then,
the platform.
I believe OnlyFans monitored the amount they could make because of Bella Thorne.
Correct.
So then girls who were doing full porn, because Bella Thorne was showing nothing.
Yes.
And people were upset. So then they monitored the amount. And the girls who would do anything were like, whoa, I'll show you it all for a couple of $100.
Yeah.
Bella Thorne ruined that for us.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I agree. Well, you know, listen, I actually on my way to Luann's cabaret show.
Uh-huh.
There was a paparazzi outside of Lavo, which is they kind of opened it in West Hollywood. Very good. Very pretty restaurant to go to. Especially go a little early because like it's all open and it's like nice at the time of night, like 6 o'clock. Anyway, came out and the paparazzi guy was there and started to ask me something. And I said, oh, well, you just wait a minute. I'm just going to go have my film coming out. So it looks a little fake on my Instagram, but it wasn't.
Like I watched it.
I didn't call him there, though.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? Let me get me coming down their steps because I'm wearing this good skirt from Alice and Olivia.
I thought you were doing one of your joke ones, like with Peter.
No, that was a real guy there. Okay. And he goes, what do you think about Denise Richards joining OnlyFans?
Yeah.
And I was like, actually, can I walk right out so my friend can film it? You know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I came out and I was pretty buzzed when I did it. But I basically said what I'm going to say now. Like, I just can't blame anybody that's going to do this. Even if she is showing, even if Denise does go more of like sexy photos, whether it's tits or very provocative photos.
Right.
She is beautiful. There's guys that have been masturbating to her for 30 years that will probably subscribe.
Sure.
And she has, you know, these daughters to take care of. She's not on Housewives. Her husband had some – what was his Aaron's job? It seemed very weird. It was in Malibu, and it was, like, more about, like, Reiki healing. I don't know. Something kind of
– oh.
You kind of wonder, like, I don't know how long people will be going to that for.
Uh-huh.
And like, you know, you hear about these people that are like, oh, I make $100,000 a month on OnlyFans. I mean, to Denise Richards, do you think she's making $100,000 to go to Canada and do a Hallmark movie and be gone for 2 weeks? She probably isn't.
I know. She doesn't.
And the residuals and stuff aren't what it used to be. So it's like, I can't blame them, you know, doing it.
I'm not getting – I need to know how much they're showing because I feel like – OnlyFans should tell you, and I'm not really joking here. Like, if I'm going to sign up for OnlyFans, what if I sign up for $25 for Denise Richards, and she's just sitting there talking in the kitchen? Then I feel like I'm ripped off.
I don't think they have to do it like a movie where they say R, N17, PG-13, or PG, because they want you. They want as many people to join. Then you see she's cooking in a chicken, cooking a chicken in the kitchen, laughing. You might still stay. So wouldn't, but somebody might. I think that the intention will be like maybe a little stuff like that and like beautifully like modeling photos and stuff.
Right.
But then the way I understood like Larsa Pippen makes her money is it's a lot of one-on-one correspondence with people. Where you're like, if you want to talk to me longer or if you want a text back, it's going to cost you $50.
Right.
And then I'll send you a private photo and we'll go back and forth and that's going to cost you $100. But I will go back and forth. Like that's where I heard you make the real money is that you spend more individual time with individual people.
Well, I don't know if a couple of weeks ago you saw – I don't know if you follow the Cash Me Outside girl. Remember her?
Yeah.
Danielle Bugioli or whatever her name is.
Bought like some $6 million house.
She showed a check from OnlyFans for like $45 million or something. She actually had the check. Whether it was fake or not, I don't know.
It's probably real.
But she says, yeah. I made $45 million last year on OnlyFans. And apparently she shows nothing. She's never naked. So it's just, I don't know, her rapping by a pool or whatever. I mean, some poor bastard has to sit and watch this.
But I mean, if you
stuff.
Hear that and you're Denise Richards and you've got your house in Malibu and you have your two daughters and one who is special needs, like severely, that you're going to take care for the rest of your life, which is, you know, she's wonderful for doing that. You're not on Housewives anymore. You might be like, okay, like enough. Time to join, you know, I'm not going to piss away this money. It might not be around. Like, who knows? One day they might be like, oh, we found this to be, you know, something people can no longer do in America. I don't know. So you might be like, I got to make it while I can make it.
Well, I agree.
I'm still,
I'm all
you know,
for it.
Young and hot to an extent, still beautiful. And so there you go. But I was saying last week, the only reason I think it's a little bit of a bummer for the Sammy is I said, Sammy, now if she go before the mom joined, she should just tell juicy stories about her parents.
Yeah.
Get all people that are – and then maybe she'll come off more as a personality. And then she might still, if she chooses and really wants to study acting, maybe she could still be an actress because she's only 18. Like, she shouldn't just jump right into – it's like what I say about stand-up. Don't start off being dirty.
Yeah.
Try to come up with 10 minutes that's clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, because otherwise where do you go from there?
Yeah.
But – you know?
All right. Well, I mean, like I said, I agree with you. I'm all about the – but I feel like OnlyFans is – I mean, there's people out there. I guess this is going to be the new – you know, because all these – you go into all these places, there's signs on the door. Can't open today. No staff. You know, no staff at this restaurant. This Starbucks has to close early. No staff. Because they're all out there, you know, on OnlyFans. Why would they go and make a Frappuccino at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and can just masturbate on a couch for $40?
Well, I mean, eventually people just like that are going to give up some of their streamings or whatever. They might give up some of the people that don't deliver what they really want. And that's when I think you might graduate to doing like dirtier stuff or having to talk to the people individual. You remember the Robert Blake murder that happened right down the street from you?
Fatello's. Yeah.
So I was – I came across some information about it because there's like a new podcast about it. But she, the Bonnie Lee, was way ahead of her time.
Oh, she was doing that?
She was corresponding with men via the mail and being like, if you send me $100, I'll send you a naked photo.
In the mail.
In the mail. Like
Six
she
weeks
was,
later.
And she had like 12 people that she would like correspond with.
Wow. 6 weeks later, some guy in Pakistan gets a naked photo of some 65-year-old woman in Studio City.
She was 42.
No, she was?
Because she was 43 when she had the baby.
Oh, okay.
The Robert Blake baby.
Now, where is he? He's still out and about, right?
I think he's still alive.
Yeah, he is.
And, I mean, it's pretty juicy. It's a pretty juicy crime. If you guys want to look it up, you probably don't know it. But
it was a crazy crime.
Yes. And he got away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they thought he killed her.
I think it was not unlike the OJ trial. He was found innocent in a regular trial, but guilty in a civil trial, I believe.
Like by her family.
Yeah, by her family. Right, right.
Basically, they went to Vitello's, which is a very nice restaurant in Studio City. We used to go there for lunch sometimes.
Still there.
In Universal. Anyway, he went there. He parked far away from the restaurant, and he walked his then wife and baby mama back to the car. And then he goes, oh, I forgot my gun in the booth.
Yeah.
He goes back to get his gun in the booth. When he comes back to the car, she's shot dead.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest, strangest, weird coincidence. But the gun that he had was not the gun that shot her with it. And all the guns he owned, none of them was the gun. So it was like, what is this?
And it was also like on a very quiet residential street where the shooting happened. It wasn't like it was a busy city block.
Right.
You know? Anyway.
But then they were also like, is it one of these guys that she, he'd been married 10 times.
Yeah,
10
she
times.
Was...
And she was also seeing Christian Brando, who is Marlon Brando's son. And obviously she tricked him into getting pregnant. They weren't even a couple.
Right.
And she was, and she was taking, whatever the drug is that fertility doctors take you to take to drop more eggs if you're trying to get pregnant, she just like got it on her own and was taking it while just boning him normal.
Boning Robert Blake.
Normal. And got pregnant at 43.
Oh.
And like, yeah, so it was, I mean, she was ahead of her time in so many ways.
Ahead of her time.
Because it was like 1998 or something.
And okay. I'm not wishing, I'm not saying I'm happy that she's dead, but in a way, now we don't have to watch her.
She would be on OnlyFans.
At 72
today.
On OnlyFans. You know?
She'd be on OnlyFans.
I think we
today.
All dodged a bullet. No, you know, no pun intended on that one.
Chris.
Sorry, everyone.
I do not share the thoughts of my guests. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Scoop on Van Life's Gabby Petito and
Petito.
Petito. Petito. So we found his 8-page confessional, Brian.
Yeah.
That he supposedly wrote in the woods after he killed her, went home, said, I don't know where she is. He and the parents did not help her family find him, never said she was dead. People thought he was living in the flower bed. Did you ever see that video where they thought the mom was like acting like she was gardening and maybe he was underneath in like a safe place? He then disappears and they find out that he killed himself in the woods. Now they are releasing the 8-page journal that he had, which basically says, because Annie and I were reading it, not all of it, but as much as we could find that they like transcribed, was he said, you know, she was suffering, so I killed her. And I'm like, what do you mean you were suffering? She was strangled. So like, what do you mean she was suffering? So he tells this story in the journal that it's very cold at night, even though it's hot in the day. It's very cold at night in Utah at night where they were camping. And that somehow she fell in a stream and was so cold and so freezing. And he was trying to get her warm. He wished he would have started the fire first, but she was so cold and so cold. So he had to take her out of her suffering. That's what he says in his head. And then he's like, I was thinking about confessing.
But was she already injured by him? Like, did he strangle her to not death? But
well, I think the truth is they got an argument. I think she's like, I'm done with you. Because what I always found interesting about this couple is they were young, but they were engaged. They were engaged.
Right.
And then she broke off the engagement. She didn't say, we're going to postpone the wedding because we're young and we want to go on this van life.
Yeah.
She was like, we're not going to be engaged anymore. But then she still agreed to go and date him and be a couple and go on this van life trip.
Yeah.
And so I really think and what I remember during this time, all that her friend said he was, you know, possessive and he'd get weird if she wasn't home on time and all that stuff. So in it, he says, once she was gone, because I couldn't see her suffer anymore, like he couldn't being a coward saying that, I thought about confessing, you know, to her brother and letting them kill me. But then they would probably have to go to prison for killing me.
Oh.
And so I don't want that to happen. So I'm going into the woods. I'm going to kill myself. And hopefully the animals will come eat me up.
And that's kind of what happened.
And yes. But please throw away all my things because Gabby hated littering.
Oh,
it's the final thing
that
he
says. So he's a pretty thoughtful guy.
And he goes on to say, like, she's so great, but I cannot live without her. Which makes me think.
Yeah.
She must have said to him, I am done with you.
Right.
I wish I never went on this trip. You're abusive. You're mean. You're weird. I don't want to be with you. I'm done. And that's where in his head, I really am not going to. I cannot live if I have to live without you, whether you're alive or dead.
Right.
Killed her. And then eventually realized there was no getting out. Because he goes, I'm not killing myself because I'm afraid of punishment. I'm killing myself because my parents also will be so sad because they loved Gabby. Everyone loved Gabby. And I think if you had a weird son and they get with a girl like Gabby, who's like a delight, a sunshine.
Yeah.
And you kind of know your son's a little off. You are going to be like, Brian, she's the greatest. Yeah. We're so happy for you. So then it's like a double disappointment because he's like, how will you ever forgive me now? And you won't like me as much when I'm without this perfect girlfriend.
Tragic story all around. I mean, she's a cute girl. And just tough. It's a tough one.
It's a tragic story. It's a juicy story. And Lifetime is doing a movie. And people caught them in the woods filming it. These two actors that really look like them. And they catch them with the white van arguing. like the actors arguing, and I saw a little video of it. I'm pretty excited
about
them.
What do you mean people caught them?
Like I think like a camper honestly saw them filming.
Yeah, and thought it was surreal.
And filmed it knowing what it was and sent it to Daily
Mail.
I was
going to say, wasn't there a crew around?
No. Yeah. There's crew around and stuff.
Yeah.
It's very, very fuzzy, but you can see the kind of action scenes that we're going to see. They're really going to take all the information
that
we all got.
That's pretty good casting. They're both, that's good casting.
Yeah. Also, I mean, it must have been hard being a guy that was 23 who looked 38.
I know. That guy they cast is not that guy.
No, but in real life, without his cap, in real life, the Brian looked way older. When she first went missing, I'm like, what is she doing with this guy who's like 38? And they're like, no, he's 23. She's 22 or something.
Yeah. The hat saves a lot of people, you know? I mean, Tim McGraw. I always go to Tim McGraw. That cowboy hat on, different person, takes it off. Just a whole other guy. Just looks like a different person. Puts a cowboy hat on, badass.
Anyway, you guys get ready for that Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
I thought, speaking of van life, Lenny Kravitz has some trailer. And he allowed Taylor Swift and her boyfriend to enjoy his love nest for a while in the Bahamas.
I left an interesting picture of Lenny Kravitz vacuuming.
Yeah.
He has the same vacuum I have. It's a shark. I love those sharks.
Okay.
Lightweight.
Okay.
Pick it up. Quick. It's perfect for Lenny. You know, I figure he's probably
not. And for
not
a trailer in Bahamas, a lot of sand gets in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's always got bare feet. Guy's never wearing shoes. And I would imagine that tracks
and always like
in
a
some
and always a velvet cord. Wide-legged pant, like even in the summer.
I know.
What's with
and
the velvet cords?
Like, no matter. Like, does the guy ever just put on a pair of, you know, a Tommy Bahama shirt? Never. It's always full Lenny Kravitz all the time.
Also, Lenny Kravitz not aged.
No.
And I thought this was an interesting connection because Lenny Kravitz was married to Lisa Bonet,
mm-hmm.
and they had Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
And then Lisa Bonet and he divorced, and then she got with Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
And they're on and off. They're getting divorced. They weren't. But at one point, we read that once they broke up, he's like, I still want to be close to our house in Topanga. And he was living in someone's trailer.
Who? Momoa?
Jason Momoa.
Oh.
And I just thought that it was interesting that two of her exes enjoy the trailer van life.
I feel like all the people, it's a very patchouli oil lifestyle. Like she went from Kravitz.
I literally smell Venice Beach thinking about
like
it.
Like they're similar types. They're similar, good looking, just but, you know.
That smell.
It's one of those hairs, like we talked about, I forget who it was, and I said, oh, I like her new haircut. And you said, that's a haircut that needs to be maintained all the time. I think it was Alec Baldwin's wife. You know, and I think I think it's the same with Momoa and Kravitz. Like we're seeing them at their best. With I think that hair needs to be maintained always because in the morning it's probably just wild. You're not seeing it.
Anyway, I was kind of surprised that Taylor Swift would be down, but that's what tells me new love. That's the girl when you're with a new love. And you're trying to act like you're into something that you're not because your boyfriend is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, for like 3 years. I don't care, Annie.
He's still got to impress him.
Not impress him, but maybe be like, you're right. Like, I've been to all the beautiful hotels. All I need is a little love nest.
Uh-huh.
And what better place than being Lenny Kravitz and just wake up and be right on the beach and be so down to earth. But like, that's got to get old after a while. But maybe it doesn't. Maybe when you've been a star since you were 16, maybe you do just want to be in a trailer.
I feel like Lenny Kravitz gets up really early. He's got a very healthy lifestyle.
Well, he's not living there with them.
Oh, I thought he was.
No, he lent it to them.
Oh, I thought, why did they show the picture?
He was with
That's what
them.
I thought. He was in there too. I'm like, it's a small quarters. This guy's always probably blending up some sort of guava or some shit. It's 5 o'clock in the morning with
I don't
blender.
Know, but any kind of like van life, trailer life for a young couple, I think.
It ends tragically. Yeah.
Well, I mean.
I know.
In light of Gabby, I don't know. So good luck. Kyle Richards' husband and his daughters, who are realtors as well, have their own Netflix show, Buying Beverly Hills. Yes, I did predict this many, many times. I said he could just have his own reality show. I said that's why other reality stars should get their real estate license so that when they get kicked off Housewives, they could go join Mauricio and be on this reality show. Now it's And also, it's like a second generation now. Yeah. A lot of older reality stars' kids are now, like, they, people are saying when they want Teresa and her daughters to have a spinoff. So I'm not surprised. And I think it'll be good. But good. It's called Buying Beverly Hills.
It's out already, I think, right? I think I saw it on my queue.
Really?
I thought so. Maybe I'm wrong. But I do get advanced screenings.
You have an inside with Netflix. Yeah, with
I have
Netflix.
An inside Netflix, yeah.
Also, Heather Rae Young, she is married to Tarek.
She's on Selling Sunset.
She's on Selling Sunset. They just renewed for season 6 and 7,
mm-hmm.
which they'll probably film all at the same time and cut in half.
The Buying Beverly Hills come out this fall.
So it's out.
No.
We're not in the fall yet.
Oh.
And then also they are going to do their own version of Flip or Flop, but they call it like Flipping Musso or so, whatever their last name is, because he was married to Christina before.
Yeah.
Now he's married to Heather. So now Heather and he are going to be flipping houses.
Oh, all right. Good.
There you go.
Real estate market. New shows. Hot. That's hot.
I sent this to you because it's one of my favorite stories. It's Australian Juicy Scoop.
Yeah.
And in Australia.
American company in Australia.
Yes. Went and tried and did the classic of, you know, you hear them on the radio. Does your kid have talent? Does everyone say that your kid should be in commercials, movies? Now they say YouTube. Mm-hmm. They say YouTube, Disney,
TikTok.
Come to this hotel, you know, suite, whatever, convention. We will see if your child has talent because they are looking to cast kids today.
That in the case of this one, they were saying they're casting specifically several Disney shows. They used actual names of the shows. So they said, we need people to be the stars of these shows.
Yes.
And put out 3 shows. And then invited all these people to come and audition.
Yes.
So they got in line at a hotel and waited to audition. Then they auditioned and they broke it down into categories of, you want your child to have a lead role in the series? They're like, yes. That's $15,000. I'm not. This is the price. Like $15,000.
But first they have to audition to get the callback. And the audition they said was 2 lines. Could you memorize 2 lines and say it? So like you be the casting director and I'm going to be the little girl.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hi. What is your name?
My name is Heather McDonald.
Heather McDonald. Okay.
Yes.
And how old are you, Heather?
I'm 12.
12. Okay.
Yes.
Well, it's great to have you. And you'll be reading for the role of who?
Kelly.
Okay, and Kelly, and this is going to be a Disney show, just like Hannah Montana or any of those. Can you deal with that type of pressure, being a star of a Disney show?
Yes, I can.
Okay, now are you ready to read?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Mom, you have to let me audition for the cheerleading squad. I mean, tryout. I'm sorry, I messed up. Can I do it again?
One more time, Heather.
Okay.
Go ahead. Just relax. We're looking for someone very relaxed.
Mom, you have to let me try out for the cheerleading squad. It's what I was born to do.
Thank you, Heather.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Ding, ling, ling, that night. Hello?
Hello. Hi. Is this Mrs. McDonald?
Yes, this is Pam McDonald. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Pam. Your daughter was fantastic.
Oh, my God.
We'd like to bring her back. It's called a callback in the business.
Yes, we're familiar.
We'd like to bring her back
to
read 5 lines this time.
Okay.
But we want to let you know up front that to read 5 lines is $15,000 U.S. Is that okay? Is that something you'd be willing to spend?
But then she automatically gets in the
automatically movie. Automatically is a
that
Disney
people
star.
Can see.
Yes.
And that I can put on Facebook.
Right.
And in my Christmas card letter.
What she will get is an IMDb credit. And a lot of people like those.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which will lead to other things, right?
Well, of course. A lot of IMDb credits lead to other things.
Well, I don't have a lot of money, but I do have 3 credit cards.
Okay, well,
would that work?
Could
I split it among
those
3 credit cards?
Because we would love to see Heather read 5 lines.
I just know Heather's meant to be a star.
Then we will see if those credit cards go through, and we'll
and
see
please,
you at the audition.
Please don't call me on this line. My husband can never find out. Bye.
I mean, that's what they were doing. They were giving him more lines for more money. Like 2 lines will get you.
But did they ever actually be filmed for anything?
No. Well, no, because I guess
so
Disney.
So that was the way they got the money.
They were saying it was for Disney. But Disney came out and said, we have nothing to do with this. This is not us. They went so far as to, I guess, this company had been around for quite some time, and they were doing auditions in Disney World, but at a restaurant that's not affiliated with Disney World. It's kind of on the outside.
Oh, God, perfect. And they were like, so believable.
Come to this restaurant at Disney World for a Disney show. And this is like, this or not. So then, of course, then the website came down. You can't contact them anymore. Oh, it's all gone because this article came out.
I remember my mom, because we were, you know, since I was with Iris Burton, we were in L.A. We've done all this stuff as kids.
Right.
And then my sister's kids were on – one was on Friends, one was on Wonder Years, like the legit actor kids.
Right.
And I remember this relative of ours called and was like, you know, our daughter – or one of our daughters got approached to do this thing. Is this a scam? And then asked us, and we're like, yeah, if they're asking for money, it's a scam. You know, like, it's always – it's that's not how it works. And – but I mean, I remember like I had a scam thing happen where I went. But what they said was, and then when they go back for the callback, everybody got called back.
Yeah.
Like they didn't say no to anybody.
Yeah.
Because they're like, yeah. But I remember I went to this thing and it was like, you know, we only are going to take some of you. We're only going to take some of you. So get your appointment for tomorrow and then we'll judge it if we want you. So I like was like, well, yeah, I'm this. And they're like, but only come if that you really see acting as a real career. Like, we're not dealing with anybody. And we're going to what it is. You're going to go to parties with producers. That's how people get work.
Yeah.
It's not auditioning. It's not getting an agent. It's meeting the producers and the network execs. And then they just put you in it.
And how old are you at this time? Are you a kid or? Oh, no. So you're getting scared. You're 25.
I remember the apartment. So I think I'm like. 24, 25.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay.
So I go down and it's places on Hollywood Boulevard, like how cliche, like with the stars and stuff. And I remember they're like dressed professional, like I had a blazer. And I went up there and it's the guy. And literally there's nothing in this office. There's just a desk and like a black phone with like a wire.
Yeah, okay. Easier to run away when scam gets found out.
And he's like, hold on. And he like fakes a call and then he's like, okay, so it's $1,200 and
$1,200 just to
he's like, you've been chosen. Yeah. Like, I'm not taking everybody. So I'm glad that you came because you were on the list to be chosen. Yeah. You're right here.
now chosen to be what? You're going to be filming something? What?
No, I get to go to these parties.
Oh,
it's probably sex trafficking. I mean, I don't even know if there were parties or they probably weren't even parties. It was probably going to take your money and then fucking disappear.
Yeah, of course.
It's $1,200. And I'm like, you know, I have to think about this because I don't have it. And then they're like, well, you don't have to give it to me all now. Like,
how much you have in pocket? Yeah.
I did have one other person do that to me for photos. And he's like, well, what do you have on you?
Yeah.
And I go, 20. And he goes, well, just give me that. And I did.
Oh, my God.
And then he was a guy that I was at Brentwood Shopping Square, like where there was like a CPK and stuff, I remember. And this little short guy, that was a different guy than this. That the one that wanted the $1,200, $600, that one I'd wised up.
Yeah.
I left. But the other one, I'm walking around. I wasn't doing any acting stuff. Like I literally just graduated from college. And I'm walking around, and this guy in like a full suit, looked a little like Middle Eastern, shorter, comes right up to me and he's like, here's my card. We are looking for people just like you for modeling and acting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, now I remember this apartment. So I was definitely like 22. Like I remember the phone, like, okay, so I'm like 22. So I call. And okay, and he's like, yeah, okay, so come tomorrow, like Sunday in this building.
Yeah, that's always
it. And it was an office building in Westwood. So it's like closed because like it's an office building. And so I have to call down. The guy's like, okay, I'll come down. He opens the door. I go up to some other building and there's like a girl and her daughter waiting there too. And I come in and again, empty desk, nothing. And the guy is like, so we are looking for people like this. And it's like a girl on a bicycle with like a hat, like a, you know, a bicycle hat.
Oh, God.
We are a modeling agency specializing
in children riding bike?
No, just. Normal looking non-model like people. Oh, I'm like, no. Excuse me.
Well, I think you have the wrong person. Wow.
And I'm like, like, I think I must have looked in the mirror and saw, like,
yeah.
I think I was like that fable about the duck and the swan or whatever.
Right.
What was that fable?
I'm not sure, but
it was like an ugly duckling would look in the pond and it would come back. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, I think I don't know. I think I was thought I was better looking than it. Anyway, so I was like, I'm like, and then he's like, again, $1,200 for photos, something, $800 or whatever. We get you professional photos so that you have this you need this modeling card so we can send it out and get you jobs for normal looking people like yourself. And I'm like, I don't have any money. And that's when he's like, what do you have on you? I'm like, 20. He's like, well, just give me that to save your spot.
Oh my God.
So I did.
You just took the 20.
I just took the 20 and then I left. And then about 3 months later, I'm walking in a different, like, Century City Mall, and the same little guy comes up to me, and he's like, hi, you'd be great. I'm like, I already met you. It's
you
a fucking scam.
You got 20 bucks from me.
Like, where's my $20?
Yeah. That's amazing. You see, but I thought this story we were just talking about is recently, you know, a new story. I thought all that stuff was kind of, with the internet, it's easy to kind of look people up and go, oh, this is a scam. So I thought it was
interesting that in playing on the people's hearts, you know, it's not pageants anymore. It's not really Disney's. They were throwing in, like, do you want to be – I think that will happen now. Do you – I bet the new scams will be. It's probably already out there.
TikTok.
Do you want to make your kid a TikTok star, get money from ads, a YouTube star? This is how we do it.
Right.
This is our master class. This is the tools you need. All of that.
Yeah. I mean – the scamming that went on when you and I were starting, it was there was no way to check. So you just kind of like, just the picture. The headshots seemed to be a big way to get a scam. I remember I got my first headshots done at Now and Forever Wedding Photo on Long Island. The guy, the worst pictures ever, like completely washed out of focus. And the guy's taking him. I forget how much I paid him, you know. And at one point he goes, I swear to God, you could be the next Brian Austin Green. That's what he said to me. He's like, who? Like, that's a big deal? And, you know, I never became the next Brian Austin Green. But I got the worst picture.
Just think.
Zits all over my
face. Your ex-wife could be drinking Machine Gun Kelly's blood right now. But instead, you're sitting here with me.
Instead, here we are. Yeah.
I remember there was a place everybody went, but it was expensive to get your headshots. And it was always like a theme of like, well, there was one where the headshot was going the opposite way and you'd be like peeking out one corner.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's that? A lot in stairwells.
A lot of stairwells.
And like
a lot of sitting on a stairwell.
Yeah.
Like
that, yeah. And so there was one and they're like, if you do it here, and then they said, and for like another, like, $3,000, we will put your big headshot in the glass windows. And the location was pretty great. It was right there at like Doheny and Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Like when you're coming down Doheny, it's like right there. And I'm like, and I'd see these other girls in there. And I'm like imagining some like, you know, fucking little, you know, agent prick that turned me down before. But, you know, making a left-hand turn and being like, that girl, she's the one. Like, oh my God. But I was like, I can't spend $3,000 to be in the window. But like,
yeah,
that's where I talk about how like I still have that dream of like, do I pay for that billboard?
Just to have it.
Yeah.
I remember one time we were so fed up with the prices of headshots. One of my uncles had a camera. And my mother was like, your uncle will take pictures of you. He's very good at pictures.
He's very talented.
Yeah, so I go to take pictures of my uncle. And I, you know, I was a zitty kid at 18 or whatever. And we had no makeup or anything, you know, back then. So we had like calamine lotion to just cover. And I wish I had these. I think I could find them somewhere. There I am with just like pink spots on my face. Oh, the worst. Like every picture's. You know, my eyes are closed. It's just awful.
I know. And you think Sammy Sheen has to go through any of that shit? Not only is she a daughter of the famous people, but she doesn't even want to do that. She doesn't even want to go to audition where she can get an agent and have them pay for acting classes. She's like, no, let me take my own photos in my own room. and filter them and cover up my zip myself and just see the money fall in. I don't blame her.
I know that, but that's a world we weren't allowed to have.
I know.
If we did, you know, you and I would have saved ourselves a lot of time.
Then I think, why are we bitching? You know, we weren't having to do, you know, I didn't have to dance and get on old men's laps as Shirley Temple either.
No, you know what I mean? I early on, I know we've talked about this before, but early on I moved a lot of TVs for what I thought were casting directors and producers, but it was just like, it was like a gay guy having me come over his apartment and move a TV. Like back when TVs were big, you know what I'm talking about? Like heavy Sony Trinitron 400 pounders.
I'm not going to say who this is, but I know you're going to remember the story.
Okay.
Somebody we worked with.
Oh, I know. I know where you're going.
Would put an ad or a posting or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Of guys that wanted to be dominated by another gay guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he had two guys come and they redid his floors.
Yeah, he would have them do chores.
They knew they were doing labor, but it was part of him like being demeaning and awful. But then like it was like the best of both worlds because like he didn't have to pay them. And then like two hot guys would like redo his wood floors for free.
Oh, I didn't do floors. I just moved a couple of TVs. From one room, dusty old shit apartment, you know, and I moved it. And then the guy took me to lunch. Remember the one guy took me to lunch? Oh, I like the shitty Denny's on Sunset. I think it's now gone.
I know that Denny's. I remember that Denny's.
And I walked in there and you could tell the waiter had been there a while. And this guy probably comes with a different cute guy every day. And the waiter's just like, oh, here's the new one. The new guy moving the TV. I guess the guys just come and move the TV back and forth. You know,
okay.
Now take it to the living room. Now take it to the
And
the guy was just like, oh. And I finally caught on. I'm like, oh, I think this is a scam. But of course it was. You could definitely be in movies and TV and the worst.
I'm just seeing like that
so
Denny's. Especially on a hot day like today when you'd walk into a Denny's and it felt so nice to have the air conditioning in the booth. And you're like, I'll just have a burger and fries.
But you're always, you know, if you're smart, you'd be like, if you're a big time producer like you say you are, I think we'd be going somewhere other than Denny's. But, you know, it was, and you'd be living on somewhere other than Ivar in a one bedroom apartment. But,
The way they would talk, like they're just so believing their own lies. Like, you know, they want to do this picture.
Yeah.
And I'm telling them. Not going to happen. Not unless I get who I want in this role.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't believe I'm here. Like, oh my God.
I remember one time a guy told me, he goes, you're blonde. Your hair's blonde. No blondes are famous. Men. No, there's not a blonde man who's famous. You got to dye your hair black. I was like, oh, really? I said, what about Robert Redford? He goes, ah, fuck him. I was like, I don't know. Did I just prove you wrong?
That's hilarious. Okay, so this is getting a lot of play. This girl finished her whatever 10K, 5K marathon. And at the end, her boyfriend got on one knee and asked her to marry him. And the first thought I had was, I don't want to be all hot and sweaty. Like, I want something beautiful. And then other people were saying, you know what? He's kind of stealing her moment. Like, why did she have to have a combo moment? It's like getting engaged on your birthday. Like, can I have a separate thing?
Yeah, I agree. He did.
And it's like what I always say about, like, surprise parties. You're going to invite if you're going to do a surprise party for someone, you want them to look cute. You don't want them coming home and not.
Yeah.
So you want to say, oh, we're going to go to a nice dinner or something. Then you go to a restaurant and everyone's there. Like, but they knew they were getting dinner. They knew they had to be cute. But they didn't know everyone was going to be there. That's a good surprise party. The thing you don't want to do is say, I remember there was this guy. And they're like, okay, we're going to have a surprise party for Joey or whatever. Meet at M Bar or whatever it was at 9 o'clock. So we're all there. He walks in. Surprise. And he's like, oh, my God, this is the greatest night of my life. I can't believe it. So we're going to party here for a while. And then we're going to the Playboy Mansion, right? And the guy who brought him was like, no, that's what I told you to get to the M Bar.
Oh, he's like, oh, great.
And he's like, what?
Yeah.
Now this has become the worst night of his life. So you always have to make sure, like, so I don't think this was, I mean, she got some press out of it, but I don't think it was good.
Yeah.
It's like, why aren't you running?
Yeah.
Like, you should have ran it with me.
Is he okay, this guy? It looks like he's got some sort of issue.
No, stop.
Oh. No, but I'm being honest. Like,
oh, you know what? Maybe there is more to the story.
I think he might be dying or something. That's what
I don't know.
I thought he could do it tomorrow.
But then again, maybe that's what everybody wants is the viral moment.
Right.
So he probably is like, this is going to be a viral moment and she's got a following. She might like this.
Yeah.
If I just do it when no one's around, then it didn't happen.
Yeah.
This woman got convicted for killing her husband.
Writing a book.
Yeah. She wrote a book, How to Kill Your Husband, How to Murder Your Husband. But it was like an essay. It was like a self-published whatever. Anyway, I just thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I personally always talk about murder and everything so that it'd be like too on the nose if something happens to Peter. But now this makes me nervous.
Yeah.
That I've talked about it too much. Okay. I saw this on TikTok. And it was so funny. You know how sometimes people, have you ever gotten a voicemail that wasn't for you? Like,
yes.
We've got your car or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, okay.
Uh-huh.
So this girl or boy, I don't know who it was, got a phone call, a voicemail, and she just thought it was so funny. And it's kind of gone viral. Okay,
here we go.
Let's
hear it.
Fran, I have to tell you something. I was on my way out because my car is in the front, and Roberta motioned me to come into the club room. So I go in the club room, and she said, aren't you going to have pizza? And I said, no, because I don't eat lunch. She said, go take a couple of pieces and bring them down for tonight. I said, oh, yeah, I could heat it up. So that's why I'm calling you, to tell you to do the same thing. And then I have a big story that she told me about Janice. Janice already has had 5 pieces and is going back down at 1:30. Bye. Fran, I have to tell you something.
Oh, my God. That is...
So perfect. I thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
And then... Okay, so then somebody... These are all on TikTok. So then Fluffy Friends TV put a puppet and put the voice to it on TikTok. And the person that originally got... Who's the original person that... the initial sound is by Case Kavanaugh. Okay. So, I mean, the original sound. So freaking funny. And just like, even just the sound of just like, so she motioned me. And just how old people are like, I don't eat lunch.
And the names are perfect.
Yes, every Roberta name is like, and Janice.
And Roberta and Janice.
And then I have a big story to tell you about Janice. Made me so happy, so freaking funny.
Oh, that is really good.
Oh, my God. Made me laugh so hard. Just said that to my mother-in-law who lives in the
Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up because I brought a story, too, and it has something to do with voicemails.
Do.
So this will be perfect.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard, but I said to myself, Amazon, the Alexa. Amazon Alexa has a new feature where you can talk to the dead. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay. Let me explain what it is. Say you have a voicemail like that one from your dead parent or grandmother or whatever. A lot of people keep those voicemails to listen to. And you can play that voicemail to Alexa, and somehow Alexa will figure out how to mimic that voice and to be able to do that voice back to you exactly the way it sounds to them. So then you could say, all right, Alexa, read to my daughter Wizard of Oz as Grandma. And then Grandma will come on and go, hi, little child.
Yeah.
Isn't that the craziest thing?
Well, now, as someone who does voices, that's a little scary.
I know. That's what people say.
Because I'm like, what's going to happen to voice actors
that mimic the voice? They call it an AI or whatever.
Yes.
Can mimic the voice, and you could now have your dead relative read to your children.
It's funny because I was with my sister this weekend and she goes, you know, I have a voicemail from dad, I have a voicemail from mom. And like, she's like, anytime you want to hear it, like it's on my phone and whatever. And one thing that my sister and I do every birthday is what my mom used to call us, and she had like one vocal cord, so she had like kind of a cracky voice, but she would be like, happy birthday. So Shannon and I do it to each other. We call every birthday, we're like, happy birthday, like we do it. So I don't need Alexa, but I do think it's kind of, I think it's cool, but then again, like, yeah.
So you can play those voicemails that your sister has to Alexa, and Alexa will be able to, now you could have your father talk to you. You say, Alexa, be dad or whoever. You know,
I can
grandma.
See why somebody would want to do it. I personally don't. Like, I can keep it in my head and I remember it. But I don't know. Like, my dad did have such a great voice. And he'd be like, now listen to me, little girl. Like, there'd be just little things about, like, that. That's weird.
Yeah, isn't that strange?
Ads are officially coming to Netflix.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Half, you get it. But, it'll be less to pay for it. You won't have to pay the regular $14 whatever a month.
If you want
to
sit through the ads.
You could do $7 or whatever.
Well, people are freaking out.
Yeah.
I thought you might be interested in this story. It's another horrible roommate story.
I mean, I read the story and I'm like, somebody call Will Ferrell. I mean, this is like a prime for like a Will Ferrell movie. Or, you know what I mean? Like he's stuck with being.
Okay. So this is sad. There's an elderly couple, but they're in a beautiful big apartment, a rent-controlled apartment for like $2,200 a month.
In New York City.
In New York City. Very desirable, several bedrooms. And he has Parkinson's. He's like 74. She has dementia and is like 72.
Right.
They rent out their apartment to this guy who looks very respectable. He's a young Asian American, and he's a real estate agent at Douglas Elliman. So, you know, I guess he wasn't doing so well that he could pay for his own apartment, but they're like, of course. You know, it kind of reminds me of like the elderly couple that took on that in 16 Candles that took on, young Duck Don would to go to the –
Yeah, that's right.
Mows the lawn every day for Grandpa.
Couldn't make that movie today.
Definitely could not.
Yeah.
Anyway,
they literally play a gong every time the Asian guy appears on camera. It goes dong. that's not allowed.
No, but this guy, I would think if someone wanted to rent an apartment, I would feel pretty. I mean, rent a bedroom. A guy, he has a job, he's clean cut.
Yeah.
I would think this, it's not like he came in, you know, looking like a pothead or cats everywhere, a gang member. Like, I'm just saying, like, suit type. Well, he turned out to be the tenant from hell. He didn't pay all these, the typical things. God won't leave. He owes them $12,000. He's been there for over a year. They can't evict him because he's constantly saying, I'm trying to get a renter's aid, like all that stuff that was available during COVID.
Yeah.
And then he gets rejected, but then he appeals, which then they can't kick him out because he's appealing something for another 3 months. So he's one of those people, one of those roommate renter people that know just enough legal knowledge to be dangerous.
Yeah, he's a real estate guy.
Yeah,
so he
and he's
knows the
figuring
loopholes.
It all out. So
and also, aren't they saying he's also like abusive to them and verbally?
Yes.
And
he's awful and mean and like I can't remember some of the other stuff he did, but he's awful. So he's still there.
Right.
But Douglas Elliman, the real estate agency, said, we have fired him and we will pay you the $12,000.
Oh, well, that's
but nice. He's still there. Hopefully after.
He's still in their house.
Yes. Yeah. But hopefully after the New York Post did this article, and of course, Jesus Scoop talked about it.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully these people, the Sarvers are their name, will get rid of Lee out of their house.
It's funny. I read the story. I didn't see a picture of the guy. That's not who I was expecting.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, you might be tricked. You know, don't judge your book by its cover. And on the other respect, don't think that somebody is something that they are just because they like have a certain look. Because here you would have thought this was like a hardworking, clean-cut young guy.
You just got to warn Lenny Kravitz. Don't let this guy stay in your trailer. I'll never leave.
Lots of things happened over the weekend, and I think the cops are pretty busy with some protests that were happening, obviously.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, in Manhattan Beach, right when I saw this video, I recognized the jewelry store in Manhattan Beach, which is a very, very nice beach community, very upscale. And these guys ran, and someone in Manhattan Beach filmed it, and it went to TMZ, it went to Street People of Los Angeles, which I follow on Instagram. And there was about seven people, all in black, so we don't know like what they look like, got in cars. They got the license plate of the cars, but then people said they're probably stolen license plates or stolen cars. But the video went viral.
Yeah. Smash and grab.
Yes. And all I want to say is I wonder if that's hard for these young people, that the one viral video that you have, nobody knows who you are. Like, the whole goal is to get a viral video, but so – That happened. So anyway, even though the person filmed it, I don't know that we're going to find them. Then this was interesting, okay?
Nobody wears ski masks for skiing anymore, huh? And the ski mask is just for robberies, right? Like right over the moment you buy a ski mask, they should stop you and go, what are you going to do with the ski mask? Oh, for, you never see anyone going down the slopes with a ski mask.
We have, but then you have goggles on and a helmet.
But I'm talking the old school. You wear that skiing?
Well, okay, speaking of stealing in L.A., so with the boys on my annual mother-sons only weekend, I have to do stuff that the boys want to do, right? So we're going to go boogie board. We're going to go eat some meat. No, we just went this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to eat meat.
Eat some meat.
Yeah, we're going to have to like go get burgers or steaks.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're going to go boogie boarding.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I found a movie for us to watch, Ambulance. It's a Michael Bay. It's action.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
And so we're watching it, and it's about this robbery that happens in L.A., $32 million at a bank in downtown L.A.
Yeah.
It looks immaculate and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And people hanging out in downtown L.A. Anyway, so they're robbing it, and then, of course, by the name of the show, Ambulance, they get an ambulance as the getaway car and whatever, and there's this gorgeous EMT in it who's actually, I don't know, I think she'll be a big star, but whatever.
Uh-huh.
The point is, as we're watching it, they're following them, and it's just, there's so many weird things in it, but right away, Drake is like, this would never happen. The chase went on for 2.5 hours. He's like, this would never happen in L.A. They'd be like, deemed too dangerous. We're not chasing these people.
Right.
We're not... That's what they like. They were not going after anybody.
Yeah.
But it was $32 million. But it is, I have to say, it did not do well. It lost money.
Yeah, I had forgotten about
it. But it's kind of, if you're looking for a movie to like rip on, it's a little long. But if you're looking at a movie to like make fun of how ridiculous it is with like a couple people, or if you have teenage sons, I suggest it. It's
when
like
did,
so strange. There's so many weird things
that.
In
is
it.
Is that on like a Netflix or something?
Yes. Yeah. It's on.
Whatever, I'll find it.
You'll find it. But it's, Peacock.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's just like weird, there's one weird part of it. So you see the main cop comes. He's like the head of the police department, and he has a USC hat on and a USC sweatshirt. But we don't even know these cops. Then all of a sudden he puts on the vest. And I'm like, is this some weird message that like SC's in bed with the police? It was just weird. I was like, what are the weird messages here? So then they show this other guy. And he's in marriage therapy with his husband.
Right.
And then he gets a text. There's been a big robbery. So I'm like, who's this guy? Well, he's the head of the FBI. So then I was like, well, we're watching the whole thing. And I'm like, what was the point of knowing that this guy had a husband or a wife? Like, it had nothing to do with this movie, except, I guess, let's show that, you know, a head of FBI could have a husband, not a wife. Okay, fine. Until there's this one part where the FBI goes, I know Jake Gyllenhaal. You know, we took FBI classes together. Even though he's a criminal, he's trying to find out about it. He's like, and we shared a bottle of rosé. And so then the boys and I are like, wait a minute. Is this like a bat? Like, is Jake Gyllenhaal's character gay?
Uh-huh.
And that's like, it was so weird. And so then I read the Reddit stuff, and the Reddit stuff is so funny.
Oh.
Where everybody's like, is this a comedy? Like, it was such a weird movie. And then they basically said, these movies just don't do well anymore because no one cares about Jake Gyllenhaal. Like, no one's going to see the movie for Jake Gyllenhaal.
No.
And then they were like, how many cops died in this thing? Like, the movie must have, if you believe that's a movie could have ever happened, literally, like, probably 80 cops died or were injured.
Yeah.
And they're still trying to, like, because the one cop is in this ambulance. They're like, we have to save our brother. Yet, like... Anyway.
My wife went to high school with Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's hot. He is good looking. Yeah. My God, he's good looking.
And she pulled up to her family, bought her a Pathfinder, a used Nissan Pathfinder.
Yeah.
She was all excited about pulling up into the parking lot of her high school in the Nissan Pathfinder.
Yeah.
And that day, Jake Gyllenhaal pulled in like some sort of Mercedes-Benz the same day and stole her thunder.
Because he was already making money as an actor?
No,
or because he came from
a
rich family?
Yeah. Yeah. Their parents are directors, and the daughter, sister is Maggie Gyllenhaal. So hey, they had some money and took away her Pathfinder glory.
You know, it'd be the greatest part, the greatest ending to that story.
What?
Is that it was your wife who worked at Netflix who rejected the movie Ambulance and Peacock had to pay. And then, I can't believe this. Like, how are we not on Netflix? And sometimes you get rejected from Hollywood people and you don't know why.
Damn.
And it could be somebody from high school is now the decision maker and they still freaking hate you for like ruining their thunder on the day that they were excited to drive up in their ride.
I know. Yeah, that could be the case. I would also like to know why every movie now has to be 2 hours and 40 minutes. Even something as bad as Ambulance. Like, can we get this done in an hour and 40 minutes to tell the stupid story?
You know, I didn't want to bring up Kardashians, but Kardashian's boyfriend, Pete Davidson, I watched
he talks about that, right?
No, he did. Maybe he talks about his act, but he did a little video on SNL.
Yeah.
I want a short-ass movie.
Yeah.
And how, like, now people are looking.
Running time.
Yeah. They're kind of looking and they're like, But that one, Ambulance, was way too long.
Every movie's way too long.
Like, it should have. Everything should be.
Yeah.
Most movies, when you'd go to the movie theater so that they could get enough in the day, I felt like were always about 140.
They wanted to put a certain amount of showings in. So
now no one cares.
But that's over.
This was interesting. This, in my stand-up special that I produced myself, thank you, and still available, just go to Amazon Prime, whatever.
I was on the flight with you when it happened.
Yeah. I got dropped a big black dick, an airdrop. And I didn't accept it or decline it, but I took a photo of it just to remember it by. And anyway, this went on TikTok, and this person said, meet Larry, who just airdropped a whole flight of photos of his pee-pee. Thankfully, I accepted it, saw who was sending it, and immediately started speaking up. Stay tuned for the police escort.
Who is that guy right there?
Yes. So then you get to...
I don't have airdrop. Like, I have a Samsung Galaxy. So I don't think
I know you guys. I'm still friends with him. Mm-hmm. So it'll just... So when you're...
I know what it is, yeah, but so you can tell who it's from?
Yeah. It'll say, like, Larry's trying to send you something.
Oh.
And so on the plane, and so then the more the video is, the flight attendant's like, you can't do that. And he's like, sorry, I thought it was funny. And then I didn't, like, continue on, but I guess he did get asked to be removed. I guess he got removed from the flight. Because they're like, that's porn, that's sexual assault to my eyes.
Oh, absolutely. God, that's embarrassing.
But anyway.
And he's in a middle
seat. It happened to be on a plane. If you see my joke, don't go, Heather stole that from TikTok. It really fucking happened to me.
I was there to witness it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Jerry Hall is from Cheer. Jerry Harris.
Jerry Hall was married to Mick Jagger for a little
and
while.
And now married to Rupert Murdoch.
I mean,
and
she has nailed it in life.
Anyway. Jerry Harris was the favorite on Cheer as not the greatest cheerleader, a little overweight, but the most enthusiastic
was the star of season one.
Became a star of his own, was
all,
doing cameos, was doing talk
Ellen
shows.
Talk
oh,
shows,
Ellen loved
everybody
him.
Everybody loved him.
And there, and in the second season of Cheer, they do address the fact that he was arrested. He pursued underage.
Surprisingly enough, they address it in great detail.
In Cheer.
Which I didn't think they would in season two.
Yes.
But yeah.
So he not only corresponded and spoke sexually online and Snapchat and whatever to young boys who were in the Cheer game, but actually did physically approach one and, you know, attempt to have something with them in the... and they were twin boys and they got an attorney and all this other stuff. And anyway, he's facing 50 years behind bars, but prosecutors are recommending just 15. So, but still, just really tragic.
Oh, it's he had endorsement deals. He had everything going on.
But while he was behind bars, he was still keeping that enthusiasm.
Oh, he was?
Yes. He was saying to the main girl, like, when I get out of here, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to be a motivational speaker. So I'm like, I'm just imagining Kim, like, in the prison still being like, wow, like bologna sandwiches, like just being so excited.
Yeah. I don't know. Talk to him in 13 years to see if
it'll happen, but it was kind of amazing. And she was like, I can't believe he still has his like optimism.
Well, I think he was a little,
but he wasn't like denying it. He was like, yeah.
I think she said that. She's like, I don't think he understands the predicament he's in, you know. Like,
well, I mean, a lot of these kids, I know they want to cheer, but they're like at the junior college for 7 to 8 years and they leave with like 4 credits. So
right.
I don't know. That's the Netflix buy. Oh, also new show is Conjuring Kesha. It's out Friday, July 8th. Kesha is going after the
Kesha the singer?
Is going after finding paranormal people on a Discovery Plus show.
Wait, what's her face? Demi Lovato did that.
Yeah, she did it too.
Demi Lovato chased
after her. So did Rob Lowe with his two sons.
Rob Lowe was doing it, yes. That's right. Rob Lowe did it. Then Demi Lovato did. Now Kesha's doing it?
Then I did it one episode of Celebrity Ghost Stories.
But that you weren't chasing aliens, right?
No, but I was stretching the truth.
Well, that yeah, everyone had to stretch the truth, you know. Like, oh wait, every celebrity has a ghost story? Like, think of something. Yeah. You went on there?
Oh, Celebrity Ghost Stories? Yes, I got very much in trouble for it from Chelsea lately.
Oh, really?
Yes, because they asked if I could do it, and it was like a Thursday. We weren't taping, but it was a Thursday. We were supposed to come in at like 10.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I have a doctor's appointment. Do you mind if I come in at like 11:30? And they're like, no, that's fine. And so I go and I film it. And but I'm so dumb that in getting the information where I was supposed to go, I had like printed it out and like forgot to take it out of the printer.
In the printer, yeah.
And it's like celebrity guest. But when they told me how much I was getting paid, I'm like, my God, that's like, you know, 1 year of Catholic school. So, yeah. I think I know a ghost. So then I like talked to my friend who was into the paranormal, and she's like, gave me a couple more tips to share. But they also sort of pushed it. They're like, we need you to add more and more and more. Basically what happened was I was at the Upfronts in New York, and the last night in the hotel, I felt like a presence was in bed with me, like a man with like a hairy arm.
Oh.
And that he was like kind of laying on top of me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that good throughout, or bad?
And I mean, I kind of thought it was weird. And then throughout the weekend, I kept misplacing my lip liner.
What is that? Oh, because maybe he was wearing lip liner?
I think he was. Yeah, I think he was.
Who was
into
it?
My makeup. We don't know.
Caitlyn Jenner was.
No, but I was like, but I remember saying that. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, that doesn't make sense. But maybe it does.
Yeah.
But they wanted me to say that I misplaced my lip liner and that the air kept changing, like the temperature, because that's a ghost thing.
Is it?
Yeah, I guess that they want to change the temperature a lot.
No, oh, my God. My father would be furious. Don't you dare touch that thermostat. Wow.
Anyway.
I got to watch your celebrity ghost story now. I didn't realize you.
I just want to end on this note. This girl, good for her. Her name's Tara's World. She's a big, you know, YouTuber. We have to talk, and I know you've talked about it before, but listen, you guys know I wear fake eyelashes. I'm wearing them right now. My kind are the kind of put on, wash off.
You know my feeling on it.
The eyelash extensions, you guys, have gotten so out of control. This has to be the next trend that goes away.
Please.
It has to go away.
Like the butts coming out of the Kardashians, you got to stop.
You've got to.
Your eyes look nice without them.
It's too much. It's like a Muppet.
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes I saw somebody they were walking up towards me and I'm like, oh my God, I thought they had two black eyes.
Yeah.
It was because the eyelashes were so thick that the way the sun was hitting, it was causing a complete shadow under their eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I've tried to stop. I did a one-man campaign to try and stop this. I saw it coming. I saw it years ago. When it started to get, now it says it's as bad as it's ever been.
And I just want to say, like, I appreciate women who have salons that provide this service. Eyelash extensions are really great, especially if you don't know how to do them yourself, and especially like if you want to like look good all the time. But my point is, you almost have to just take them all off and start over again, and only do a little. It's this heavy. Ugh, it's awful. It's the extensions. It's not even fake, like, makeup kind.
Those are extensions? That's like a... Sometimes it's just a glued-on thing you get it.
I feel like it's the extensions that are the really bad. It's like the overly curled. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a fan. And honestly, I'm a little skeeved out by it.
I think we're going to, just like the butt, I mean, that's why I'm like, all of a sudden it might be like a no eyelash look or very little might come around, because this is now gone. So, it's when the pendulum swings so much the other side, it has to come back around. And eyelashes became very popular in the last decade, and like for a done look. And now it's just Muppet. It's awful.
It's really getting. And now the other thing is, I get it on a weekend, or you got to go to a wedding, or you're in Vegas for a Saturday night, you know. But this is like Tuesday afternoon in the line at Starbucks. Everyone's giant
floppy. That's because these are the extensions that you don't wash
off.
Can't
get them out. Yeah.
Yes.
I know. It's, but it doesn't look.
So that's you every day. And then when you see someone that's a little older and maybe even fair, blonde. And then they have these black eyelashes with not a speck of makeup on them. And it is so whatever happened to Baby Jane. It is so fucking scary. Like, you look insane.
If I can stop everyone who's got the giant eyelashes and the furry slippers of whatever that shoe is that everyone's wearing, some sort of furry, looks like a slipper.
Out.
And in public, running around. Big eyelashes. Looks like they got two spiders on their face. And these big furry shoes. Not Uggs. They're like sandals almost. They're like slippers.
Like they're slips.
I see a lot of them in the airport.
They want to be comfy.
Yeah, Starbucks line.
I'm just saying, like, I think it's very, everyone has beauty within their eyes. It's expression. Yeah. It's everything. So if you're one of those people, take a hard look at yourself. It might have been that you started out with light lashes and just like too much filler, you kept going back, you kept going back, you kept going back, and they kept filling in the holes. And now it's just two black hooded things, and you need to go take them off. Let my eyelashes breathe for the summer. Maybe I'll come back to see you in a couple months and just put like a few flutters on the ends.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. And I'm
with you on that.
And I'm not saying don't, like, I'm not trying to put anyone out of business, but this is just horrible.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, like, still go to your eyelash extension, but lady, to say remove them and now start over.
Is
with
it
just
this
a
girl,
few.
Is it, she's a TikTok?
I mean, she's fine. She's cute. I'm just saying, look, she's got pretty blue eyes. I just think she'd be cuter without it. So I just happened to come across her. And
What's with the parrot? Is that like a thing or? Oh,
she's like very, very popular. Like, you know, she has a few million followers, so she'll probably come after me. I think she's cute. I just don't think she needs that much lashes. You could tell me you hate my lashes too. I don't care.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, Ezra Miller. This guy's a lot of
problems.
We'll
end on this one because it's so weird. Ezra Miller, I've had this story in my
I keep seeing his name popping
for like
up.
A month.
Yeah.
But more and more stuff keeps happening. Okay, so Ezra is identifies as non-binary, so they, them. They were hanging out with a person named Dakota.
Dakota.
Who was from North Dakota and hanging out with them, who is also a they,
what
them.
What they're saying
For
is,
12 to 18. Yeah. What they're saying is he's a creep that's been hanging out with kids and harassing them.
Yeah, well, they're saying that he somehow has some sort of compound in Hawaii that he's living on.
Now he has the compound.
Yeah.
But he had this other thing where they were trying to serve him for like a couple years because this Indian, they're like Native American. Like
they obviously have Native American names.
One is Dakota Iris, and the mom is Sarah Jumping Eagle.
Yeah.
And Ezra, was inappropriate in contact with a minor for many years. Then there was another minor that he got involved with. I couldn't even find all the stories. Then he moved to Hawaii and is on.
And he's been in trouble in Hawaii for other sorts of things. He gets in fights and bars and.
Yeah, and now he's got a farm with guns and marijuana, and he's got these children there, and it's a single mom and her kids.
Right.
And they're smoking marijuana, and now the dad of the kids is like, I don't want this. Yet he still has a movie coming out.
But does he, though? Like,
is he
the Flash? He's Flash, right? But that's they, sure. has a movie coming out, and he is Flash.
They are Flash. No, I said they is before.
They is.
Because I feel like.
They's Flash.
A singular. They's anyway,
Flash.
Whatever.
They's Flash.
Yeah.
They's Flash.
Okay. He's off. This human is a bad person. That's
I know,
it.
But
how
could he be like a. Oh, you understand what I'm trying
just
to say.
Ezra.
Just to tell. Ezra. How could Ezra be in a Marvel big giant, it's got to be $100 million movie? They certainly can't release it now under these allegations coming out. They got to scrap it.
I hope they cut his part out like they did with Kevin Spacey.
You know?
Yeah.
Cut him out of the movie and put somebody else in. Put a. You know, somebody who's not causing trouble. I don't know.
Chris,
who?
Are you free?
God, can you imagine? The Flash is supposed to run fast. They'd be like, where is he? Oh, God, he's still running. Oh, God. Oh, I don't. This is why I believe. And I say this all the time. I don't know if I say. You and I had to find a new way to you know, you were very successful with Juicy Scoop, but now I have my Cover to Cover successful. Thank God. But we had to do this because we're too normal to be that type of success. Like, there must have been some sort of red flags in audition rooms and things like that, that this guy was – this they was a bit of an oddball. But they, I guess people just ignore
no.
it. Yes. I'm telling – like, all these – they must be signs out there that there's like, this, he's not showing up to work. There's no way he could film for 18 hours a day
months. I just think there's like – I just think there becomes something – and conspiracy theorists think that there is like this, you know, what do you call it, Illuminati, whatever. I don't think it's that. But I do think there's like a hype where you get – somehow you get connected in something. You have a powerful agent. And right. then they – the hype and this and that. And then all of a sudden you're just the top of the list and you're just getting stuff.
Right.
And then you end up on a huge – once you get a blockbuster like that, you're like set. It's like you could have also been cast in a soap. You weren't. You got put in a pool
but in
of
the
big
end,
movies.
When you're in these type
I guess
of
soaps
movies.
Soaps aren't around, but yeah.
This is – it come – there's people and grips and sound people and everybody who's got to be there. You still have to make the movie and have 18-hour days where you show up on time and you come out of your trailer – like,
well, pedophiles have a work ethic.
I don't. I mean,
they do.
Pedophile aside,
so he's a pedophile and he has a work ethic.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about the pedophile.
Well,
thing.
You're
I'm
hanging
saying,
out with a kid that's a lot younger than you, and
yeah.
talking to them and having correspondence, and
I
it's gotta, not your own child.
This whole pedophile thing makes me. I was just in. I had a vacation this weekend with my wife's family, and we have nephews and my and we were all on a float on the pool.
Cute.
And I was laying on this float. I spent $85 on a float in the pool. So very expensive float.
You mean you had to rent it from the hotel?
No, I bought it at the hotel gift shop.
Oh.
And the kids told me, like, they said you would buy us a float. Uncle Chris would buy us a float. So I did.
You got to see the float that we got.
Good one?
We got a big unicorn float. It sits like 10 people.
Hey,
we haven't blown
this
it up yet.
Not a competition on who.
Well,
has
whatever,
float.
But it was expensive. But we got it at Costco.
Oh, so
I do think I do think if
one.
You're traveling though, to a, if you're not going on a plane, you really should buy your float and bring it. Because when
I
I'm at a
I
hotel
agree.
Pool,
markup
I'm like, I wish
ridiculous.
I had a float.
I know, and they allow floats at this.
I know.
Pixie pool.
Okay, go on.
So there I was. I'm laying on the float, and I got my daughter. My two nephews, they're all on top of me, floating around the pool. And I was thinking to myself, these people are not, you know, and I look like a weird. So I had to yell out to my, honey, look, to my wife, like, look at us, me and the nephews and my daughter on the float. I wanted everyone at the pool to know I'm not some weirdo who bought a float so people could hop on top of me.
Oh,
you
like
know?
Like you were just the guy that, yeah.
That's what people are probably thinking. I'm like, who is this weirdo with the big float all by himself?
Well, you were at a private hotel, but I do remember being at a park in New York many years ago, and it said, no adult who is not accompanied by a child can enter this park.
There's a park in Studio City that has
yeah.
that sign up, too. Yeah. That should be all parks.
Yeah, but like yeah. when my sister and I were there, we were like childless. And we were just like, this is so freaking cute. And we just wanted to.
Oh, you were
to,
just
we,
watching
we
other
just
kids?
We were like, yeah, we just wanted to look at cute kids.
Okay. Well, you might have a problem. See, that sounds weird.
Chris, where can everyone find out about you that might be new to Juicy Scoop and don't know about
Frangiola.fun has all my shows. I got so many coming up, you know, back in action. I'm in Montauk this week. If anybody has any connections in Montauk, I know you have a very...
Oh, but you're not performing. You just
no,
want some connections.
But
okay.
if people got... You know, I can't get in these places anymore.
Yeah, so if you work have, at a, if you work at a great restaurant...
Surf Lodge
and you,
or
and
any of those places...
And you want to see Chris, like...
I'll be there.
DM him and help him get a reservation. What else?
Coming back to Long Island, my hometown, Brokerage Comedy Club, July 28th. Laugh Boston, July 29th and 30th. And on and on and on. Comedy off Broadway, Lexington, Kentucky
okay.
in August.
Just
more. No, Frangiola.fun has it all. I've listened to the other people promote, promote, promote.
I think that was a good promotion.
I mean,
you just said like
I mean,
four things.
I did too.
The
okay,
point is,
again.
Go.
Go.
If you like
come
Chris,
out.
He's probably coming to your town.
Yeah, come out to the shows.
Love you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You for having me. Bye.